This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. This is for Wednesday, and we hope and you're excited to continue on in the new year.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, having said hope, that'll segue us into what we're going to talk about today.
We tell on ourselves when we hope. It reveals our faith to the world and reminds ourselves that we are willing to keep on keeping on.
Yeah. That's a great one.
It is. One of the scriptures that comes from that is 2 Corinthians 4:16-18. It says, "That is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are renewed every day. For our present troubles are small and won't last long. Yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever." And our second reading.
Yeah, I've got it. It's here in Romans 15:13. Mm-hmm. I've got it right here. And I like to put the scriptures in first person for myself. And actually what's going on here is Paul's talking to the Gentiles. So he says, "I pray for you Gentiles that God who gives you hope will keep you happy and full of peace as you believe in him." So for me, I'm going to say, I know it is God who's given me hope and is keeping me happy and full of peace as I continue to believe in him. And I'm praying that God is helping me to overflow with hope in him through the Holy Spirit's power within me. So that's something I want to encourage people this year, is to put these scriptures in first person. Get it down in your spirit and recite them over and over and over. And there's just something about you hearing yourself say God's promises. I mean, they're full of life and power anyway, but when we speak them out and put them in first person, it's always helped me.
Yeah.
Always.
Well, when we entrust our life to God, you know, two opposite and somewhat confusing processes simultaneously are work at hand. On the one hand, the body's physical deterioration and eventually death are inevitable. I mean, I just, you know, one thing is for sure, you know, we will all, you know, be gone one day.
Well, I mean, if you think about that too much, you can go, what's the point? I'm going to die anyway. I've heard people say that.
I know.
Don't think like that. You're supposed to enjoy your life.
That's right.
And be hopeful, because once you do cross the other side, you're not going to have to be praying for hope anymore.
That's right. But, you know, that's the other thing. You know, the other process is that our spirit is renewed.
It is.
And it prepares us day by day by the overwhelming glory and blessing we will experience mm-hmm. in the presence of God throughout eternity.
Right.
That's why you keep on keeping on. Okay, that's the hope we have. Okay, that's what gives me hope.
Right.
You know, that I'm going to see Jesus one day, person to person. Now, I've felt him. I know him. I've felt his breath on my neck.
But honey, not everybody has.
Right.
You've got something on us.
Well, I don't know about that. but my point is, I still want to see him face to face.
Of course.
You know, I can't wait for that day to be able to kneel at his feet.
Yeah.
You know?
And while we're here, though, we still have to endure all these things that are coming at us that the enemy fights us with to lose our hope. If he can grab our hope, he's got us.
That's right.
And then we have no joy.
Well, we need to trust in God.
Well, of course.
With our troubles now.
But if you don't trust God, we want you to work on that.
That's right.
You've got a faulty perception of him. He is your only hope. The hope in Jesus. It's your only hope.
Well, when you do hope in God, then you can overlook your present troubles towards the everlasting joy that he has for us in eternity.
Hope is a lack of hope is despair.
It is.
And that is a horrible place to be. I've been there. I know that mm-hmm. you've been there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a dark place. It can be so deep that you look up and you don't even see any light at the top.
Right.
And it is a scary place to be. And I want to encourage anybody out there that's feeling hopeless to talk to somebody. You know, get it out. Talk to other people that have been in your shoes so that you'll know and just be reinforced that you're not alone. And as long as you keep it to yourself, the enemy's going to have a heyday. He works in the dark. Mm-hmm. And when you're in despair, you're in the dark.
That's right.
Okay, so there are people out there that you're not going to bother. Get rid of the pride or the fear of that. God's put some people in your life. I know that He has that you mm-hmm. can turn to. If nothing else, call an 800 number from a local ministry or a ministry that's around the world and just pour your heart out to them and right. let people pray for you. I did that. I had some of the phone numbers in my phone.
Yeah.
And I would call, but I was desperate. I wanted to find hope again.
Yeah.
And that's where we want you to be. If you feel like you've lost hope, we want you to regain it. You're never without hope until you take your last breath.
That's right. You know, and God works that hope through people. So allow people that are around you, you know, that want to give you good, faithful Christian advice
or reasons to keep going,
and you know, listen to them. Okay, God works through people. Okay, and He wants to instill hope in you. So don't dismiss someone who really wants to help you. Mm-hmm. Now you only have one Savior. Mm-hmm. Okay, but that Savior works through others in order to give us the hope to come to Him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there were so many times in my life, you know, before I knew Christ, that I reached for other things that I thought were giving me hope.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And it was false hope.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like a false prophet or a false idol. Once it wore off...
There you are. You're
right.
No, but
yeah, right back where I was. Okay? But Christ gives us hope every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? We're realists here at this ministry. We know it's hard sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
It's extremely hard sometimes. Very. And you know what? You can even take your eyes off of God sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And say, you know what? I'll forget it.
But He has never taken His eyes off of you.
Exactly. But He's never going to take His eyes off of you. And He's going to keep running towards you. And He's going to have His arms stretched out. So He'll just give you a big old bear hug to give you that hope.
Mm-hmm.
And to know that, you know what? It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
My son asked also for the cup to be taken from him.
Mm-hmm. He did.
And so, you know, as humans, we are flawed.
Mm-hmm.
But in His righteousness, we have hope.
Right. Well, if anybody's listening out there and you're in that place that I was describing earlier and it connected mm-hmm. with you, that's because I've been there. And it's not a picnic. It's a horrible place to be. But as I even look back on it from this day, and we always say, you know, there's people out there. There were people in my life. I just had to reach out.
Mm-hmm.
I had to do my part.
Right.
And I believe with all my heart that God had planted them in my life, but it was up for me to supply the willingness to turn to them,
mm-hmm.
as well as giving Him another try. The God that I became to understand through them,
right.
what it was really like, wasn't about going to church, although a great church is very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't about that. It was me understanding not only what was going on with me, but who was the only one that could fix me.
Yeah.
And God is, you know, He's on a permanent fast from trying to fix us. He resists the temptation to do that.
That's right.
Because He wants us to come to Him. And once you just take a little step, just supply a little bit of something and a little glimmer of hope, mm-hmm. He can blow that up. But you, in that place of despair that you're at, believe
yeah.
that He loves you. Give Him another try if you've given up on Him. You know, there may be indications in your life where we're talking to you right now that you're like, oh, yeah, I heard something on television.
Mm-hmm.
Or, oh, yeah, I was at the bookstore and a book fell down at my feet that had something to do with hope.
Yeah.
Or somebody said something to me the other day while I was getting my coffee. Those little things that you're describing, that's how God works.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, we hope that we've helped you because, again,
absolutely.
This week we're speaking from experience. experience when it comes to hope and depression and despair, because we're on the other side. And do we still battle it? Yeah, we do, because you know why? We're still living here on this earth. And we will until, like you said, we got to be with the Lord. But by golly, we're going to enjoy our life while we're here.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to do the same.
That's right. Well, you know what? The first thing that you have to do, really and truly, in order to have that hope, is to put your full trust in Jesus. I mean, I'm speaking from experience, okay? I mean, until I gave my trust to Him and surrendered my life to Him, I had no hope. Mm-hmm. Okay, but He gave me hope.
And you had a new understanding Him through new people.
That's right.
The Word of God, an awesome church you were led to, and just being aware of Him already presently working in your life.
That's right. So if you want that hope, if you've never had it before, then you know what? Give your life to Him. But if you have had that hope and you've walked away, man, I tell you what, he's ready for you. He wants you to come back. He wants you to show you that hope that you so desperately need. And there may be people that have been in church for a long time, and silently you feel like you have no hope because you haven't given your heart to Jesus. Well, let's do that right now. And if you would, pray this prayer after us and know that you are saved. Lord Jesus, thank you, Father, for the hope that you give us every single day. Thank you for the hope when you hung on the cross and died for us. And I know that you did die on the cross, Jesus, and that you rose on the third day. And because of that, and because of the cross, you say, because I ask you to forgive me of my sins are forgiven. Jesus, I need you as my Savior. Thank you for the hope you give me. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you so much, you know, especially if you prayed this prayer of salvation. And we'd love to hear from you at info@livingitup.org. Just let us know, you know, that you've given your life to Christ. And we'd love to pray for you, you know. And we want to encourage you, start praying today about a church this coming weekend. And ask if they have a mentorship or discipleship program. Have someone walk with you during this new, exciting, awesome walk with our Savior.
Mm-hmm. Well, this has been great.
Yeah.
And like we always say, if you guys didn't need to hear it, we did.
That's right.
That's one great thing about doing our podcast, honey. I always get something out of it myself.
Me too.
Gives me hope. Keeps me going today.
That's right.
Anyway, don't lose hope, okay?
Yeah.
And just look around you and see that there's a living God out there. And he's making himself visible to you and available to you to increase your hope, give you back your joy. All right, so until we talk to you tomorrow, keep living it up because of hope.
While beginning again.